Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Ma'aser Sheni Daf Tes Zayin, and we are starting Tes Vav Amud Beis on the bottom with the brand new halacha, halacha Beis, and the Vilna Tzuras daf. It's on Yud Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sar, Basar Biak, and Maisha, Hernish, Shamash, and Havan Oliyah. And we go back to discussing what's allowed to be done with Ma'aser Sheni. Reb Shimon says, Ein Sachin Shemesh Shal Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. One is not allowed to anoint himself with Ma'aser Sheni oil in Yerushalayim. Bacham Matirin, and the Cham allow it. Now, Amr Lo Reb Shimon, the Cham told Reb Shimon, bring a Kalv Chaimer, explaining why one is allowed to anoint with Ma'aser Sheni oil in Yerushalayim. If they were makel with truma, which is usually much more chamor, we know if a non-kohen eats truma, he would get misa b'dei shemayim, so it's very chamor, but we're makel with truma when it comes to anointing, as we're going to see in the Gemara. So shouldn't we be makel with ma'aser sheni, which anyway we know is much more makel than truma? So Amar Lahan, Reb Shimon respond to the chamim, ma, what do you want to say? This is a good kal v'chomer? Loi, it's not so. Hekel b'truma chamura, makom shekel b'garshin b'tilton. It's okay to be makel by truma, which is usually much more chamor. That's because we see a kula by truma anyway when it comes to karshin and tilton, as we'll explain in a moment. Do you want to say that means that we should be makel with Ma'aser Sheni, which you're right, is usually more makel, but we're not makel when it comes to karshin and tilton of Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore don't try to bring a raya from truma? We see the truma is different than Ma'aser Sheni. Now, where is it that we see this difference between truma and Ma'aser Sheni when it comes to karshin and tilton? So the mission continues. Tilton is Ma'aser Sheni, te'ochot simchainim. Fenugreek of Ma'aser Sheni is allowed to be eaten as simchainim. Tilton fenugreek is not really fit for human consumption. However, since some people will eat it, the chacham were machmir that it's chayv in truma semaisres. And what we just said about tilton of ma'aser sheni is that if he planted this ma'aser sheni tilton without being paidet, the growth is considered ma'aser sheni. However, he's allowed to eat it simchainim as young plants, and it's not considered a hefset of ma'aser sheni because, as we just said, anyway, tilton is not regular, and so they weren't machmir with this. Continuing, v'shal truma. What about tilton of truma? Beishami Ayim Beishami says kol ma'aseh b'tahara. Anything he's going to do with this tilton of truma, he has to do in a state of tahara. Chutz mi'chafifasa, except for chafifa, which is scrubbing the head, meaning a woman is allowed to use tilton as a cleaning agent for her head. She's allowed to scrub her head with it, some sort of shampoo, and that's even if she's tamei. Whereas Basil and Basil says the other way around. Kol ma'aseh b'tuma, even though his tilton is truma, anything he does with it could be in a state of tuma, chutz mishriyasa, except for actually soaking it in water, since that's machshirat lekabel tuma, he has to make sure that that is done in a state of tahara. Now, either way, putting aside these differences between ma'aser sheni and truma tilton that we just mentioned, we see that there's a major difference. Both according to Basil and Basil, when we're dealing with tilton of truma, he is allowed to deal with it in a state of tuma in one way or another, whereas when dealing with tilton of ma'aser sheni, it has to be dealt with in a state of tahara always, and there's no possibility of dealing with it in a state of tuma. So that's a chumra we find by tilton of ma'aser sheni over tilton of truma. Now going on to karshinim, which is usually animal food. Karshinim ma'aser sheni yoichlu tzimchainim. Karshinim ma'aser sheni are allowed to be eaten as tzimchainim. As we explained, if ma'aser sheni karshinim were planted, whatever grows is ma'aser sheni, and he's still allowed to eat as tzimchainim, it's not considered like hefset of ma'aser sheni. Tazayinu beis on top v'nechasim liyushalayim v'yotzim. They're allowed to be brought into Yerushalayim and brought back out, which is a very big kula, because we know that once Ma'aser Sheni is brought to Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to bring it out. However, since this is animal food, it is allowed to be brought out. Now, let's say Nitmu, this Karshino and Ma'aser Sheni became Tamei. Reb Tarfon says, Yispardul Isiyos, they have to be broken up into very small doughs, and each dough has such a small shear of this Tamei Ma'aser Sheni, it's not going to be able to be Tamei the dough. And now, usually when Ma'aser Sheni becomes Tamei, one could be Paidit. However, with Karshino, Reb Tarfon holds that one has to find a way to eat it, because since it's animal food, there's a rule that ain't Paidit Ma'aser Sheni lachil in leklavin. Whereas Bachamayim and the Chum say, no problem, Yiftu, it could be redeemed. Now, Vishal Truma, when we're dealing with Karshin of Truma, we have a four year machlokes. Beishami says, Sharon Vishafin Batahara, Umachilin Batoma. When he soaks it and crushes it, that has to be done in a state of Tahara, but it could be fed to an animal in a state of Toma. Ubezil Oyem Beisil says, Sharon Batahara, Vishafin, Umachilin Batoma. When he soaks it, it has to be done in a state of Tahara, but when he beats it and he feeds it to his animals, that could be done in a state of Toma. Now, Shammai Oymer, Shammai himself says, Yoichlu Tzrid, it has to be eaten dry or toasted. Whereas Rabbi Kiva is the most makel, and he says, Komasein Batoma. That when dealing with Karshin of Truma, anything he's going to do with it is allowed to be done in a state of Tuma. And so once again, we see that there's this difference between Ma'aser Sheni Karshinin and Truma Karshinin. Now the Gemara begins by clarifying the Chum's Kal V'Chomer, Mahi Kilu B'Truma. What does that mean that they were Makel with Truma? We had explained very briefly in the Mishnah that there's a Kula by Truma oil, and we know that we're usually very Machmir with Truma, and so we should for sure be Makel with Ma'aser Sheni oil in Yerushalayim, because Ma'aser Sheni as a whole is usually much more Kuladek. So further explaining this Kula of Truma, Kadal D'Tani, it's like we learned in a Braisa, Sachu Kain Shemesh Al Truma, a Kain can anoint himself with shemen of truma, so now he has truma oil all over him. Umevi ben bito shel Yisrael, and he could bring the son of his daughter from a Yisrael, which means his grandson who's Yisrael, because his daughter married a Yisrael, not a kain. Umagla agabe meav, and he could roll him on his stomach vein echashesh, and there's no problem. In other words, zedi kain puts truma oil on his stomach, and then he takes his grandson who's a Yisrael and plays with him, getting this truma oil on his grandson who's a Yisrael, and there's no problem. And that's because when the kain put the oil on himself, pakami menu kedushasa, it's not considered truma oil anymore, as there's no issues to have his grandson get some of this oil on him. But either which way, we see a kula by this truma oil. Now, Rabbi Yochanan just clarifies, kani shivu divrei seifrim l'divrei taira. Over here, when Rabbi Shimon responded to l'chamim of why their kal v'chomer is not good, he was bringing a drabanan de kahalacha to defend the da'iraisa. When we're talking about Meister Shani oil in Yerushalayim, that's talking about a da'iraisa. And Rabbi Shimon's proof of why we can't have a kal v'chomer from truma to Meister Shani was brought from a din drabanan, namely from Karshinin, which we had said is only considered truma drabanan. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.